Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Thanks for joining us. On today's show, we are featuring the animal welfare group Advancing the Interests of Animals. They have two new projects happening now designed to encourage or assist young people in their own animal advocacy efforts. And Advancing the Interests of Animals is also the sponsor of this show. You could check them out by going to www.aianimals.org.
That's right.
Later in the hour, we will be playing around with Carrie Ann Burnley, founder of the game company Petsapalooza, and we're going to learn about her two games for kids to play, which are fun, educational, socially conscious, and, of course, involves animals. That later, but first I want to say hi to Peter. Hi, Peter.
Hey.
Hey. So as you might know, Peter produces Animals Today and does the weekly news roundup of animal items from around the globe.
And, you know, I am glad that we are discussing the main sponsors of the show, and that's Advancing the Interests of Animals, as you just mentioned. So, Lori, what is Advancing the Interests of Animals?
Well, it's a California nonprofit animal welfare organization.
Right. And when did it get started?
Well, it got started in 2011, but began 10 years earlier with a different name, Desert Paws.
Desert Paws. And you were founder and president of Desert Paws. So I'll ask you, why did you begin Desert Paws, and when did you do it, and why did you do it?
Okay, Desert Paws was founded in 2001. It really began focused on doing what we could to help dogs and cats. So initially, we would raise money to support local animal welfare organizations by donating the funds, supporting mobile spay-neuter programs, purchasing equipment for shelters, and we continued to do these things over the decade of Desert Paws activities.
Do you have a few memorable activities or campaigns you would like to share?
Sure, sure. One of our campaigns, which is so needed in a place where Desert Paws was based, in the Coachella Valley Desert, and that is the It's Hotter Than You Think sign project.
Yeah. What is that?
Okay, so we made up these wonderful acrylic bright red signs. They were approximately 9 by 7 inches, and they depicted a cartoon drawing of a hot, mean-looking sun heating up a suffering dog left in a hot car.
Right.
And the caption is, "Day or night, it's hotter than you think in the car. Don't risk your pet's life." Now, we were able to get a couple hundred of these signs posted up on the storefronts of small businesses and restaurants, supermarkets, movie theaters, pretty much, Peter, anyone who would allow us to display our sign at their place of business, we would.
Yeah, and they're still up.
They're still up, believe it or not, years later.
Yeah.
I think it was held together, it was Velcro on the back.
Yeah, but they were heavy-duty plastic.
Heavy-duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it does remind people, and it certainly does. We certainly have a lot of hot months here in the Southern California desert.
Yeah, and you know what? And even despite that, we still have people who leave their animals in the car.
Yes.
That are left to die.
We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we do.
So there's also this long-running Desert Sun advertisement that Desert Paws was responsible for.
Yeah, yeah. The Desert Sun is the primary newspaper here in the Palm Springs area at the time, being read by thousands of residents. So we purchased a full-page ad in this paper the last Saturday of every month for about 10 years, displaying pictures and brief descriptions of adoptable dogs and cats from our valley shelters. And for most of these animals, this ad was their last chance for life, for adoption. We were fairly successful with this ad at increasing our city's adoption rate and decreasing the kill rate, and also increasing the foot traffic into these shelters.
Right.
And in addition, we would always leave a little bit of room on the page for one educational tip for the month. So, for example, you know, if it was October, we would give a Halloween tip, like how to keep your companion animals safe during the holiday. Or if the 4th of July were approaching, we would talk about points for guardians to keep in mind during the celebration.
Yeah. And you've evolved away from print media also these days,
yeah,
as the world is turning to the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, you know, time moves on.
Right.
And any other activities of Desert Paws you'd like to mention?
You know, another local activity we did to help our sheltered animals is we appeared on the local TV stations during their news hour. And what we would do is we brought a shelter dog or two on the air in order to get him adopted. And it also is another great opportunity to include an animal-related educational tip. And, of course, we took that opportunity to promote adopting and saving a life versus buying your pet from a breeder or pet store. And I'll just, you know, Peter, I want to stress what we're talking about here, the few examples I gave. They're just a few activities which really anyone can do in their own community. You don't have to be an organized animal welfare organization to make a difference. And really, you'd be surprised as to how receptive store owners are at allowing you to put up a nice sign on their storefront, especially if it means that it might prevent a dog from dying in front of their store because a stupid person thinks it's okay to leave their animal in the car. Yeah. And how receptive a local TV station will be if you can somehow arrange with your local shelter to bring a dog or a cat to talk about on the air. And people like this stuff, and it does make a difference.
And you don't need a lot of funds to do a lot of these activities, too, and you don't need to be a movie TV personality to appear on local television
stations. Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, you can't be donating or volunteering your time at your local shelter. Of course, we encourage that with our overcrowded shelters and our terrible overpopulation problem of companion animals in our country. This is always needed.
Now, there was one Desert Paws effort that unfortunately didn't work out too well, a program that was going to help people pay for emergency veterinary care for their dogs or cats. What happened there?
Okay, well, the goal was to help low-income households who needed emergency vet services for their companion animals. Now, listen, I'm not talking about fixing an animal for someone who could not afford it. We did indeed support and sponsor several low-cost spay-neuter clinics, for we believe this is so essential to help with the tremendous overpopulation problem our country faces.
Right.
But the Emergency Vet Services Fund was initially set up after an experience I had at a vet's office years ago. I overheard a person who accidentally stepped on her small breed 2-year-old dog and broke his leg. She told the staff she couldn't afford the surgery to fix the leg, so asked that they put the dog down. And Peter, so much about this story bothered me. So subsequently, I learned from speaking to veterinarians and people who worked in their offices that this sort of thing happens all too frequently. People just would opt to put their animal down versus spending money and trying to help them. So at the time, I thought it would be a good idea and that it would be a very needed program to implement. Well, needless to say, we did not anticipate the problems we encountered. Primarily, it wiped us out financially.
Yes,
and quickly.
Quickly.
Every vet office in the area would quickly give out our name and number when someone could not pay or did not want to pay for their vet expenses. And really, it was impossible to determine the true financial need of the owners.
That's right. You really can't determine. And,
right.
And time is ticking away. You know, you need to make these decisions quickly. And it just was unmanageable for us.
Right.
I don't know how people do it in other communities. I don't know whether it's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would think the vets would have some sort of fund set up for people like
this.
Well,
some of them are geared up to taking payment plans.
Right.
But if the money is just way too large for the individual to deal with, that's the situation.
Right.
You, there's just no great solution. Or maybe someone else has figured out a good solution. I don't know what it
is.
I don't know. So, okay, so before we end this segment, I want to set this up. And now it's 2010, and you and the board of directors of Desert Paws, you are thinking it's time to transform the organization. So why don't you give us a hint? What were the forces that led Desert Paws to becoming advancing the interests of animals?
Okay. Well, we had a growing interest in the welfare and rights of all animals. We were drawn to wanting to advocate for all animals, not just companion animals, but also animals in the wild and farmed animals.
And so you really couldn't do that as Desert Paws.
That's right.
So we're expanding our thinking, have to change our name to reflect all the animals, not just the ones with paws.
Right.
Not just the desert-based animals.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Interesting. So now it turns out you've been a vegetarian, I'm going to reveal this, since childhood. And I've been an ovo-lacto vegetarian since I was about 21 or so. And a few years ago, we finally went vegan, finally, gratefully. Explain how did this sort of personal transformation relate to the advancing the interests of animals?
Okay, well, I think I need to explain about this radio show, Animals Today, which is largely supported by advancing the interests of animals. So we started the show in 2009, mostly pet talk, and evolved into discussion about all animals. And so we're speaking to leaders in the animal rights movement, Gary Francione, Mark Beckoff, Steve Hindy, Paul Watson, many others you know of. And we learned about the horrible cruelty of modern factory farming. So our veganism coincided with the growth of the show to an animal rights show. And for us, not eating animals is an essential part of that.
That's right. And you are listening to Animals Today. Stick around, because after the break, we're going to find out why do we do this show. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crocking all the time.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
It's here, the most wanted fall sale at Old Navy. Half zip performance fleece is just $12 for adults, $9 for kids, and famous graphic tees just $7.
Hooray!
What more could you possibly want?
I've always wanted a red dress with a built-in jetpack. Thank you!
Now through Sunday, half-zip performance fleece and famous graphic tees are at most wanted prices only at Old Navy's Most Wanted Fall Sale. Plus, it's super cash time. It pays to look good. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid October 11th through 14th. See store for details. Jetpacks not included.
Welcome back to Animals Today. It's Peter Spiegel here, and we are with Dr. Lori Kirshner, and we are talking about advancing the interests of animals, the California Nonprofit Animal Welfare Group. And we, before the break, we were talking about this radio show, Animals Today. And Lori, so tell us, why do you do this show? What are you trying to accomplish with Animals Today, and how does it differ from your typical pet show?
Well, we are educating and hopefully at the same time as entertaining, and our goal is to promote compassion and respect for all animals. So, of course, we love our companion animals, and we speak about important issues related to them. For example, cruelties of puppy mills, dog fighting, the unnecessary mutilating procedures often performed on companion animals like declawing and devocalization. And in addition to educating people about issues like these, we, my guest and myself, offers ways for listeners to help or take action. But we're different from the usual pet show in the sense we look deeper into the world of animals. We want to educate people about all animals and where they fit in our society and how humans treat them, again with the emphasis on promoting compassion, respect, and ways people can help them.
That's right. That usually you do give a message on what can you do.
Oh, it's so important.
And
right.
Because what can one person do? Should they join a group? Should they give money? Should go to the website? All that. There are many options
right.
When something strikes a chord. Now, how often is the show broadcast?
Every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right. So we're pretty consistent there. And I want to add something if the listener's not aware of this. So Advancing the Interests of Animals is the primary sponsor of the show Animals Today. Animals Today pays to be on the air. It's not like we're a big-time talk radio show that's earning money for the organization. Okay, we have to pay our own way, and that's what AIA, Advancing the Interest of Animals, does. So if you like what you're hearing and want to support the show, please go to the AIAnimals.org and throw us a couple of bucks. We'd appreciate it.
Yes. Good point.
And the show is syndicated, to finish the previous thought, right? So,
right.
And that means?
It means it's broadcast on actual radio stations throughout the country, plus it's streamed everywhere on the Internet, plus all the shows are archived on our website, aianimals.org, for anyone to listen to anytime. Excuse me. Our website,
AnimalsTodayRadio.com.
AnimalsTodayRadio.com. The archive shows are there for free, for anyone to listen to for free anytime.
And who are the guests you'd like to have on the show?
So we have a wide range of fascinating people that join us here on Animals Today, including naturalists, filmmakers, lawyers, authors, legislators, whale protectors, animal cruelty investigators, vegan advocates, people in the bush and the jungles who are protecting the animals and teaching us how to help them live more natural lives. I mean, Peter, you name it, many of these people have devoted their lives and their hearts to the animals.
And so having said that, what can you encapsulate what you think the goal or goals of this show are?
Well, it's one of the ways AIA, Advancing the Interests of Animals, and we support the animal rights movement. We give those who are out there working to help animals anywhere in the world a platform to explain their work and to educate listeners. Listen, once you start looking around, really paying attention, animal cruelty, injustice to the animals is almost everywhere in our society. From in the food we eat, to the clothing we wear, to the performing animals whose sole purpose is to entertain us and can't live free, so much of what you would think would be just innocent people living their lives is connected to the cruelty towards animals. And it's so sad, and we are trying to tell the world about it, and we feel once people are more informed about these issues, they start to think about them a little bit, maybe start to think more deeply about what they already know, and that animals are sentient beings. They can suffer. They can feel fear. They can feel pain. And then we can then ask ourselves, as humans, do we really have the right to treat animals as our resource, as our property to exploit and abuse or profit from them just because we can?
That's right. So that's the discussion of the show. And every week there's some, that's the underlying theme of whatever we're doing.
Right.
And listeners can also support the show just by being in touch with us. How can they do that?
Right. Well, first of all, the website, again, is
animalstodayradio.com.
I'm getting the two websites. Okay, animalstodayradio.com.
Right. And AIAnimals.org.
And AIAnimals.org is Advancing the Interests of Animals, the group that supports this show. So, yeah, support the show. Go to the websites. Join us on Facebook. You can sign up for the mailing list on the Animals Today radio show website. You'll get our weekly newsletter. You can help by monetary donations. Tell people about our show and share the links to the show.
Now, Advancing the Interests of Animals has a few other ongoing campaigns that I know you wanted to mention. Why don't you tell us about the film contest we're doing?
We're very pleased to announce AIA's first international short film contest for youth.
For youth.
Yes.
That's the important part here.
Yeah. And the purpose of the contest is to inspire young filmmakers to create compelling videos, which promote a greater feeling of respect and compassion towards animals.
Okay. How's that set up?
Okay. So there'll be three age groups. So under 14 years old, 14 to 17, and 18 to 21. Films will be no longer than 3 minutes. Cash prizes will be awarded to the winner and runner-up in each category.
Cash.
Yes, cash,
wimpy little prizes.
I know.
Okay,
cash.
Great.
This is a cool little contest here. In addition, winning films will be screened at the annual Advancing the Interests of Animals Gala, and winning contestants will be featured guests on this show, Animals Today. So listen, if you have a video camera and you care about animals and you're a youth, here's your chance to show your celebrity and compassion. And examples may include animals in nature, environmental protection, human-animal bond, domestic animals, animals in agriculture, animals in the entertainment industry. What am I missing here?
You name it.
Okay.
Okay. Very exciting.
Thank you.
So we're looking forward to seeing all the creative submissions. And it's really open to anyone from around the world, correct?
Right. That's correct.
So go to the website. You can download the instructions. You can make your film, submit your entry, and we will screen it. And we've got an expert panel who are going to look at these things, and we're looking forward to awarding these prizes and sharing your work with the world.
AIAnimals.org.
Now, there's a new program, which is actually a grant program for college and university animal welfare and animal rights groups. What happens there?
Okay, so if you're involved, I'll just tell you, this is a grant program, which you mentioned, which provides funds to student organizations for animal advocacy activities. So if you're involved in an animal advocacy student club or organization formally recognized by the university or college in the U.S. and Canada, you can apply for a monetary grant for a specific focus project that directly benefits animals, that educates and informs about animal welfare and rights issues, or promotes veganism.
Yeah, this is a really great idea, too, because you can be a college junior sitting in your dorm room and go to your computer, download a 30-second form, and ask for $1,000 and get it.
Exactly.
To do an event. That's wonderful.
It's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Go out and help the animals, or join your school's club,
there,
right?
You go.
That's the first thing you got to do.
You're listening to Animals Today, but after the break, we'll be talking more about advancing the interests of animals.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalize, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Welcome back to Animals Today. This is Peter Spiegel here with Dr. Lori Kirshner, and we're talking about advancing the interests of animals. Now, Lori, last year you had a big event surrounding the change of Desert Paws to Advancing the Interests of Animals, featuring Barry Manilow. So tell us about that. What was his role in this?
Okay, this was the Courageous Heart Awards, and they were presented in October 2011 in Rancho Mirage, California. And listen, we wanted to publicly recognize and pay tribute to members of our community who work on behalf of the welfare of animals, including wild animals, companion and farm animals. And Barry Manilow was the presenter of these awards. Peter, I'll tell you, we found this event to be so gratifying and energizing. Many individuals told us they were inspired by the awards to do more in the upcoming year on behalf of animals. And we would encourage animal welfare groups anywhere to consider creating for their community a prize or award which honors the true friends of animals.
Yeah, that really worked out well. It was a really good event.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, and thanks to Barry again.
Yeah, so
who is an animal lover, as
yeah.
you know. Now, what did you feed all these people?
Well, not just a vegan meal.
No.
But a four-course gourmet vegan dinner.
Right, and even the non-vegans survived the experience.
You know what, Peter? The non-vegans came up to me, some of them, and said this was like the best meal they've had in a long time.
Yeah.
So there you go.
New experience.
Yeah.
It didn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
So let's just, as we wrap up the update on Advancing the Interest of Animals, just wanted to add a couple of more campaigns that the group is currently working on. And one is the Feral Cat Program, right? And
right.
So this was inspired by a nice grant that we received that was earmarked, especially for fixing dogs and cats.
Right.
So we are sponsoring people out in the field who need money to have feral cats fixed, trapped, released, and fixed. And we invite them to come to us with their financial needs.
Exactly. And we right. partner with a wonderful local vet here, and they're doing our fixing for us.
That's right.
At a low cost.
Right.
So it works very well, and we do have a big problem of feral cat community here in the desert and everywhere, so it's so needed.
And then I just wanted to mention two other campaigns that people can see on the website. These are mostly web-based informational campaigns, and they have to do with a plant-based diet. And this is mostly an argument for one's health.
Right.
Okay, so for us, we want people to consider plant-based diets because it's good for the animals, it's good for the environment, but also, if that doesn't turn you on, it's good for your health. And
right.
there are a lot of growing reasons why you should think about that.
Good point.
And then the other campaign is Eating for the Environment, and that is you should think about the environment and the production of greenhouse gases when you are planning your meals.
Right.
And we all know how inefficient modern agriculture is, particularly how much water it takes to grow a cow to get to slaughter, how bad the greenhouse gases are, which are produced by cows and pigs. So if you really care about the environment, you should think about what you're eating as your first, next, and most powerful step.
Right.
So there's a quick wrap-up of Advancing the Interests of Animals. Make sure to visit us at AIAnimals.org.
Thanks for all the great questions you asked me, Peter. AIAnimals.org. So let's switch gears, because now I want to welcome Carrie Ann Burnley, who started the company Petspalooza a few years ago. They sell two very nice games for children and adults. Hi, Carrie Ann.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So, Carrie Ann, so there are two games, and the one Peter and I actually played is called Fur Ever Home. Tell us about that one.
It is the only game on the market where you actually run your own animal rescue. If you're anyone's familiar with animal rescues out there, they know there's a very fine balance between you have to get animals home, and you also have to raise money to stay in business. So this game essentially takes those two and puts it together, and it teaches people, you know, how to run a business, entrepreneur skills. It also teaches them compassion towards animals, because all animals that enter rescues essentially are trying to get home. And there's two different rules that you can play by, but the quick play rules essentially are trying to get the most animals home as quick as possible. And you have to make sure you don't go out of business by running out of money, and you have to make sure you're making smart decisions, and each of the animals are worth different points depending on their adoptability. But it's all about getting companion animals home as quick as possible.
Yeah. You know, Carrie-Anne, we really like this very much because of the lessons of responsibility built into it and the realistic situations presented as play moves along. The players have to deal with the food shortages, escape cats, and even personnel decisions all related to running an animal shelter. What ages of players is the game suited for, and what was the purpose of creating a physical board game in contrast to a computer game or an app?
You know, the age for this game is actually 8 and up. I would say probably players 7 and up could play with, you know, some adult guidance as well, because counting money and doing things like that. The reason for creating a board game instead of an app, everyone asks that, actually. It's a great question. There are apps out there right now that do animal rescue stuff, and I don't know the names of them off the top of my head, but if I go to Best Buy, there's an animal rescue game out there. There are other games out there that are essentially in the animal rescue world. And the reason for doing it as a board game is, you know, there's really a kind of a campaign out there right now. And, you know, I believe Hasbro has it as their slogan, which is, you know, the family game night type of push, which is getting people back to being more social, being together, and actually doing family gameplay. So we kind of came in under that model going, you know what, let's get back to people talking about these issues and being in person and actually playing in person. So that's why we want the board game over the app.
Love it. Okay, so the newer game is called Pet Frenzied, and we have that one as well. Describe Pet Frenzied.
This is a really, really fun, fast-paced game. It's for kids 3 and up. It is all about hide-and-seek. Every kid loves hide-and-seek, and they love animals. So essentially what you do is you take the house cards, you shuffle them, set them down. Somebody will have hidden the animal cards throughout a play area. They're supposed to leave them sticking out so you can see them. And then they yell Pet Frenzied, and people go in search of these animals that match their house card. And it's a really, really fun game. It's educational for kids 3 to 5. It teaches them color matching skills. It's just a really, really fun, fast-paced game that plays within about 5 minutes, but it just gets kids up and moving and teaches them a couple things while they're at it.
Carrie-Anne, we want to recommend these games to anyone who has children around. So where can they be obtained?
There's a couple of places. They can be obtained on our website at petsapalooza.com is one place. Amazon, it's also an Amazon. If you go search it out, it will show these two as the top two sites to actually get these games. And then there's a couple of retailers throughout the U.S. that do sell them as well.
Now, part of the revenues from sales of the game support animal charities. Tell us about that.
We started this business as a way to really help animal rescues in general. There's a number out there that it's kind of a bothersome number that, you know, less than, you know, around 20% of people choose rescue when they go to get a pet. The goal of these games is to essentially get more people to think about choosing rescue when they go to get a pet, because all types of animals go through animal rescues, and they're a great place to find your next pet. The other part of it is, you know, giving back money to local animal rescues and shelters. So we take a percentage of our sales, and we give them back to local animal rescues and shelters. We take a pretty decent amount, and we do it based on retail sales and also direct-to-consumer sales, and we'll give a certain percentage back to the rescues that are part of our Choose Rescue Network and have sold over 10 games.
So nice. And it's possible to become a wholesaler, so if you have a shop or a shelter and you want to begin selling the Petsapalooza product, make sure to contact Carrie-Anne. Carrie-Anne, how can people contact you?
They can definitely contact me, info@petsapalooza.com. They can go to petsapalooza.com. There's a contact us. They could also call my telephone number and reach me directly at 440-230-9329.
Well, we love your games and hope they get into everyone's homes. Tell us the website one more time.
It's petsapalooza.com.
Carrie-Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Don't go away, Peter in the News, right up next.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Did you ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred. Or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Animals Today. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Lori.
What's going on with animals around the world?
In Japan, you know, we've been following the animals that were abandoned in Fukushima, you know, after that disaster. And so now there's a new scientific article that's been published in the journal Scientific Reports talking about those sort of semi-feral dogs that were roaming around in the area that they couldn't really be. They were in a no-go zone, you know?
Yeah.
And about 17 of those dogs were studied. And they compared them to a control group of dogs from shelters, okay? And they found that those Fukushima dogs were less aggressive towards unfamiliar people, but also less attached to caregivers and more difficult to train.
Wow.
And they tested their blood levels compared to the control dogs for cortisol, and they had levels that were 5 to 10 times higher in cortisol than the control dogs. And, you know, cortisol is the stress hormone.
Right.
Okay, so high levels of cortisol indicates higher stress. So that coupled with the difficulty in attachment and more difficult to train is reminiscent of post-traumatic stress disorder in people.
Oh.
And that's the theory that this stress of this event caused these dogs to be to develop a syndrome similar to post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's fascinating.
And implications are that, one, we might learn something about this condition in humans by looking at the dogs, right? People didn't get to see you rolling your eyes.
Okay. But, how does it benefit these dogs? Tell me that,
right,
or
well,
dogs elsewhere.
You know, we do know something about treating this in people, so maybe that can be applied to dogs. How's
that? Okay.
But it's interesting when you start measuring cortisol levels in animals and find a consistent change.
Okay, give me good news though too. These dogs got adopted out to loving homes.
Yeah, these dogs are in much better place.
Okay.
Maybe not with their original guardians, but they are now being taken care of.
Okay.
In Costa Rica, there's good news concerning animals. You don't hear that every day, but the president of Costa Rica, Laura Chinchilla, she signed a presidential decree which closes some loopholes in the practice of shark finning. Now, we know about shark finning, where they capture a shark and cut off its fins for delicacies and soup.
Right,
and then the shark just dies in the sea.
Right.
This was made illegal in Costa Rica. However, there were still some loopholes that allowed transport and import of the shark fins, and so it was pretty needed to be cleaned up. So now both of those activities are illegal in Costa Rica, and they also announced a large $10 to $15 million investment for radar systems that are designed to track potential law-breaking fishing boats.
Yeah, that's wonderful news.
And we applaud any of these poor countries for any efforts they take to help the animals, because they are so strapped for money. It really is not a height. In Florida, some more nuttiness. You can go to a Dade City's Wild Things, which is a 22-acre private zoo, and allows the patrons to actually get in a swimming tank with a small Siberian tiger cub. So you've got this tiger in a tank with a guide and your kid who can cuddle or bottle feed or swim with this 8-week-old cub they've called Tony the Tiger. that's another twist on
I just hate this.
Craziness with animals.
Oh, I just hate this.
Yes. And, you know, there's some alleged justification, but if you pay $200, that's the bottom line on that deal.
Yeah.
The report is that the tiger's busy trying to swim, so it's less likely to slash your throat or bite you or something like that. And here's the logic here. The kids, they're 9 or 11 years old, and they've had all the various varieties of parties you can imagine, with pizza parties and clown parties and bouncing around the house party. So this is just the next best party theme.
Oh, boy.
We received a very nice book called Vegan Bite by Bite by Marilyn Peterson. I do have to recommend this book. We get a lot of diet books and books about veganism, and we get cookbooks too. And this is more than a cookbook, although the second half of the book is filled with good recipes. She wants to help people sort of transform their thinking and their eating gradually and bite by bite to a vegan lifestyle.
You know, I really like that, Peter.
Yes.
Because people do want to – I hear it so much, so many times from people that they would like to transition,
right,
or to try to eat less meat or become vegan eventually, you know.
Yes.
And this is a good way.
And she's got a lot of specific concrete tips here. And she does stress that point, that it is a substitution and a transition. It's not taking away. Okay, so you
right.
don't think about it depriving yourself of your hamburger. No, you are substituting something else that
yeah.
can be delicious. Once your taste buds perk up a little bit and
right.
get used to this stuff, you will not miss it. But you just can't cut yourself off one day without a support system, without any knowledge, with the same junky stuff in your fridge and expect it to succeed.
Yeah, good point.
You got to have a plan.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about it, you buy this book, you page through it, and you will get so many good ideas that you will be guaranteed, with a small g, success in your quest to veganism. And there's a nice part in the back, and she's got case studies of individual people, and they're given the opportunity to write a short essay about their personal experiences and how they adopted this lifestyle, why they did it. There's a former rancher in there, and it's really brings it to life. So much more than a cookbook. We haven't cooked out of this yet.
Yeah.
But
easy recipes, though.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Nice looking. So
Vegan
Bite by Bite by Marilyn Peterson. You go to her website. She's got a whole industry based around this little enterprise.
Great.
Here.
Thank you. And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kircher encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.